Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Yoma. We have discussed in the previous several Mishnayos that a sheep would be carried to the Mizbeach by 8 Kohanim, 5 for the animal parts, and 3, one each, for the innards, the wine, and the flour. And a ram would be carried by 11 Kohanim, 5 for the body parts, and 2 each for the innards, the flour, and the wine. Mishnah Zayin tells us par, a cow, kariv be'esrim ve'arba'a. There are 24 kohanim required to bring a cow korban onto the Mizbeach. Of course, a cow is much, much, much bigger than a sheep or a ram. And also, the nesachim are far larger. The soles, the flour, for a sheep was 1 isaron, for a ram was 2 esronim, and for the cow is 3 esronim, so 3 times larger than that of the sheep. And the wine for the sheep was 3 esronim, for the ram was 4, and for the cow is 6. So we're talking about a lot of wine. And therefore, there are 24 kohanim required. Harosh v'aregel, the head and the right hind leg, which in the sheep and ram was only 1 kohen, is instead now 3 kohenim. Harosh be'echad, the head is carried by 1 kohen, ve'aregel b'shnayim, and the rear, the right hind leg, is carried by 2 kohenim, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, 1 is the rosh, 2 and 3 is the rear, the right hind leg. Ha'oketz ve'aregel, the tail and hindquarters, and the left hind leg, which again in the sheep and goat were carried by 1 kohen, are carried by 4 kohanim. Ha'oketz b'shnayim, numbers 4 and 5 carrying the tail and the high quarters, v'haregel b'shnayim, and numbers 6 and 7 carrying the left hind leg. Ha'chaza v'hagera, the chest and the neck, including the front of the animal, the some of the ribs, the circulatory system, the pulmonary system, so the lungs and the heart and all the stuff connected to that, which in the sheep and ram are carried by 1 kohen, here are carried by 4 kohenim. Hachaza be'echad, 1 is carrying the chest. V'hagera b'shlosha, and the neck, including the front of the animal and some ribs and the circulatory system and the pulmonary system, that's all carried by the 3 kohanim. So that's numbers 8, 9, 10, and 11. Shtei yadayim, the 2 forelegs, which again had been carried by 1 in the sheep, 1 kohen, are now carried by 2, right? Bishnayim. 1 for the right foreleg and 1 for the left foreleg. And finally, shtei defanos, the 2 flanks, which were carried by 1 in the case of the sheep and the ram, are carried by 2, b'shnayim. And so that's numbers 14 and 15. So we now have 15 kohanim carrying the parts of the animal, and hakravayim, the asoles, the ayayin, the innards, and the flour, and the wine, b'shlosha shlosha. Each require 3 kohanim. So 3 kohanim carrying a bowl of innards, 3 kohanim carrying flour, and 3 kohanim carrying wine, for a total of 24 kohanim. And like the sheep that bring, like the kohanim who bring the parts of the sheep, and like the kohanim who bring the parts of the ram, who gets to do this is determined by the pious, right? The lucky kohen who ends up picked, and the next 23. Our Mishnah concludes kind of our discussion about this by saying, when is all of this true, that a specific number of kohanim have to carry the animal, and the specific kohanim who do it get determined by pious, by this lottery? But karbanos tzibur, that's true for public karbanos, karbanos that are karbanos of Klal Yisrael. Aval, but karban yachid, however, if it is a private karban, an individual who brings a karban, imrotza lahakriv makriv, if a single kohen wants to do it all by himself, he is permitted to do so. It does not have to be done by pious, right? You could just pick your own kohen, and it does not have to be divided among other kohanim. And finally, hefshetan v'nituchan, you know, we didn't count in any of this, the skinning of the animal, nor the butchering of it into the large pieces that are going to be carried by the Kohanim. That's because Hefshetan v'nituchan shel elu v'elu shavin, whether it's a karban tzibur or a karban yachid, its skinning and butchering are the same in that it does not even require a kohen. It could, conceptually, be done by a non-kohen. And therefore, of course, we're not considering it an avoda, and we do not split it up on the basis of a pious for the kohanim.